his machine drills and he did the man hands. Like, had Jordy even ever done that?
I think that was his first time, yeah.
Explain, or somebody had to explain it to
him. Yeah, that was his first time, yeah.
This whole thing is just reacclimating him, and how much of it is a little bit bigger than that in terms of getting him ready to go?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if the first part of that is, I think he's such an experienced person that literally in one rep in, he's going to be back on, you know, on his feet again. So I don't think we have any issues or thoughts or worries about, you know, reacclimating Jordy into this game. I mean, he's doing a great job, and it's our focus just that he get, you know, he gets a little bit better every single day.
Even he said he didn't do much today, but did you learn anything today?
Did I learn anything about...
About him and his next step on his path.
No, I learned that we're on the right path, and, you know, I think as he said, you know, we're excited that he's going to get to be able to do a little bit more every single day, and as long as we keep progressing that way, I think we'll be in great shape.
Answered this, but I guess I was curious, if there are no preseason snaps for him, all the timeline's been week one, obviously. How realistic is it that he could beat Jordy Nelson week one with missing so much time, no preseason snaps to get ready?
I don't think there's really any way to predict that, but I think it's our goal to, you know, take every single day and make sure that we're taking another step, honestly. That's a few weeks away from now, and to say what he's going to be like then, I can't tell the future. So, but he's in great shape, and you know, like you said, as long as we keep progressing, we're very happy with where we're at right now.
For some of the young receivers that might not get reps with the starters, what's the process like of trying to build some chemistry with the young quarterbacks?
So you're saying young receivers with young quarterbacks?
That don't get some reps with Aaron or Brett.
Sure.
What's it like to build chemistry with the young guys who are just as new to this as they might be?
Yeah, no, I think it goes all the way back to OTAs, though. You know, I think all of those guys, if you stood every single one of those young receivers up at this podium now, would tell you how much more comfortable they feel in our offense right now from where they were back in May or June. You know, it's almost like they're excited about that. So as far as a particular relationship with a particular quarterback, I don't think it's anything like that, but I think it's more of they're comfortable in the offense or getting more comfortable in the offense, learning the nuances and all the details and being able to move guys around in different positions and not necessarily being stuck doing one thing.
Luke, what's your assessment of how Ty Montgomery's been doing since he got back after the long layoff and everything that he had?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, kind of the same lines as, you know, Jordy or anybody else that's hurt. You know, we're trying to put more on him every single day and take another step every single day, and I think he's been doing that. So I think he's excited about, you know, how much better he feels now than he did when he got back on the field a little over, I don't know, 10 days or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. So I think he's on, you know, he's doing well and he's on the right path.
You said, you know, Jordy's in great shape, and he doesn't look any different to us when we look at him. But when he was talking earlier today, he said that conditioning is the biggest thing for him to be ready for Jacksonville. Is that just from not – I mean, he may be in great cardiovascular mm-hmm. shape, and I know he works out a lot. But is that a challenge, and is that something you guys have to monitor to get him to where he needs to be for an actual football game?
I think that anybody that ever – tries to condition themselves for a first practice or a first game, they try their best, but they never truly are able to do that, you know. So football shapes completely, you know, game shapes completely different than any other shape you've ever been in. So that's probably more along the lines where he's referring to, because he's in great shape. But, you know, 14, 15 play drive and now you're on the 5-yard line, you got to dig deep. That's different than I think that you can you know, practice on your own or some other time. It's not just him. It's all the receivers that are out there. You know, I mean, how many times have you guys seen us with those long drives with Aaron in there? And shoot, we had a couple of them last week.
Trevor Davis, did he take a dip when the pads came on, or was it part of the install? What do you think happened? And is he coming back?
Oh, shoot.
I think he's on the rise. I'm excited about him. Yeah, I don't think he's declined at all. I think he falls into that young guy group of feeling more comfortable within the offense. And, I mean, you know, maybe the opportunities haven't been there to present himself in game-type situations, but I think every day in practice, you know, he's done a lot of really good things. So we're excited about where he's going, no question.